USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Tens of thousands are gathering for a civil rights march in Washington, D.C. on this, the 57th anniversary of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s I Have a Dream speech. The organizer of Black Lives Matter D.C., Taylor Nene, says 57 years later, many black urban neighborhoods are still fighting for the same things.
Jobs, housing, health care, maternity wards, grocery stores.
President Trump formally accepting the renomination of his party last night in an event held at the White House, where he called Joe Biden weak.
He takes his marching orders from liberal hypocrites who drive their cities into the ground while fleeing far from the scene of the wreckage.
President Trump now getting ready to travel to New Hampshire for a campaign rally later today. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been on this Balance of Nature for quite some time now. I know that what you put in your body is critical to your health. I listen to AM radio out of Dallas, and you have these people on there witnessing about the differences made in their life. Now, all these people aren't lying about this. I hadn't even had as much as a cold since I've been taking this, and I'm telling you, my energy level has increased unbelievable. So I'm impressed with it.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Republican U.S. Senator Rand Paul thanking Washington, D.C. police after claiming that he was attacked last night. Paul tweeting early this morning, he was set upon by a crazed mob of over 100 people as he left the White House after President Trump's nomination acceptance speech. Paul said D.C. police literally saved his life and he wasn't seriously injured. Back to political news as well. President Trump says Democrats will bring chaos to the nation if Joe Biden's elected in November. His running mate, Kamala Harris, says the president's got it all wrong.
There's an old saying, the fish rots from the head. Part of leadership is to set a tone for the country. We have, on the one hand, Donald Trump, who's been spending full time trying to sow hate and division in our country. On the other hand, you have Joe Biden, who has been all about saying we need to unify as a country.
She spoke on NBC's Today Show, and this is USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered, from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
The head of the CDC is backtracking on his recent change to the COVID-19 testing guidelines, as Director Robert Redfield now says anyone who's been in contact with a confirmed or probable COVID-19 patient should get tested. A few days ago, he had said only people who showed symptoms of the virus had to be tested. COVID-19 changing lives in some unexpected ways, and that includes the lives of children, especially as they begin to return to classrooms in many cases, and John Clemens has more.
Children often suffer from depression, stress, and anxiety over returning to school, especially now with COVID-19. If not verbally, some may express themselves with a decrease in appetite, headaches, or stomach aches. Pediatricians like Dr. Elizabeth Thomas of Diamond Physicians of Dallas has already treated a number of young students going back to school suffering from anxiety over the pandemic.
We tend to forget that children pick up so easily on those feelings that they see around them, maybe images they're seeing online, and they have questions themselves, and we should be able to speak to them about their fears at their own developmental level.
And one of the co-creators of Scooby-Doo has passed away. Joe Ruby's family saying the cartoonist died of natural causes at his Los Angeles home on Wednesday. He and his animation partner Ken Spears created the cartoon Scooby-Doo in 1969. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.